On New York Institute of Technology Week, e-sport athletes also need medical care. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Hallie Zweibel, assistant professor of family medicine, explores the injuries associated with video games and how to treat them.
The word athlete may not conjure images of someone playing a video game. However, our analysis showed that like any other sport, esports, the field of competitive video gaming, comes with its fair share of health considerations. More people now watch the League of Legends World Championship than the Major League Baseball World Series and the NCAA basketball tournament combined. In fact, parents are telling their children to come inside to practice video games in the hopes of getting a college scholarship. And like other college-bound athletes, esports players face their own unique medical problems. The average esports player logs 4 to 6 hours of practice per day, with serious competitors logging as many as 10. The average player also completes more than 400 moves per minute using a mouse or keyboard. The sedentary nature of esports also affects general well-being, as well as social interactions and sleep routines. The use of drugs like Ritalin and excessive intake of caffeine or other stimulants also provide additional sources of concern. An integrated team of physicians, physical and occupational therapists, can address these and other problems. In addition to promoting exercise to address a sedentary lifestyle, these professionals have a responsibility to treat eye strain and wrist pain from computer use, provide postural assessments to ease and prevent neck or back discomfort, evaluate for addictive behaviors, and counsel on LED screens altering sleep. The rise of esports is much more than a fad, and sports medicine professionals have the ability to help these individuals as we would for any other traditional athlete.
That was Hallie Zweibel of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.